A very big distinction upon what makes the rich ultra rich is being an entrepreneur. The key to being an entrepreneur is being able to understand or perform in all four quadrants. Like sometimes when we start a business, we're the chief cook and bottle washer. We're the employee as well as a specialist bringing the company up. But as it matures and it becomes a B, the reason you want to build a business is for one reason. That's either to sell parts of it, like sell shares to the stock market, or your business buys your investments. That's what an entrepreneur is, let me say that first. Entrepreneur understands all four quadrants. That he or she may not be good in all four quadrants, but they understand the relationship between all four quadrants. The primary reason I build a business is not for the income the business generates for me. I build a business for one reason, and that is to invest. In other words, I'll build a company so I can take it public. So I go from the B to the I, selling shares into the market of my company. Or I'll build a business to buy real estate. As I said in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, when they asked Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, what business are you in? Everybody said hamburgers. He said, no, my business is real estate. What Ray Kroc did for McDonald's, his business invested in the biggest and the best real estate throughout the world. He is a B and an I, as well as an E and an S. And that's what really makes him a very ultra-rich entrepreneur. On top of that, after buying the real estate, he sold shares in McDonald's. So that's really what an entrepreneur does. They understand all the quadrants, all the investing side. I have a very good friend who's very good at the B side. He's absolutely terrified of I. So he should not be an investor because he cannot control his emotions there. So the richest game in the world is really the B and the I side. You build a business to either buy real estate or sell shares in your company. That's what the rich really do. My rich dad said to me one day as we were walking along the beach, there was this big piece of white sand beach and all this, and he looked at it and he says, guess what? I just bought that. He's talking to his son and I. I said, how in the world can you afford the most expensive piece of real estate in Hawaii? And he looked at it and he said, you know, I said, my dad can't afford it. My dad's the boss, he's head of education, he's a government employee, makes a lot of money. He can't afford this piece of property. And my rich dad said, because employees and self-employed people cannot afford such an expensive piece of property, but my business can. In other words, he built a business to buy the real estate. So he was a B and an I. So what the really rich do is they learn how to build businesses to do their investing for them. If you look at the tax laws, you'll understand why they do that. An employee, when they get their paycheck, on the expense column, the first line item expense is taxes. So the income comes in, let's say it's $1,000, government rips 30% right off the top. So you're left with $700. A business, a B quadrant person, the income comes in, let's say it's $1,000, the last line item expense is taxes. So what happens is the money comes in and the person who owns the company, the owner of the B quadrant, is able to have more control over how they spend that money and when they spend that money before they're taxed. So that's the reason my rich dad was a B quadrant person. That's who he advised me to become a B quadrant person. Not so much that I could build a business to make money, was that I could build a business to do my investing for me with as many tax advantages as possible. As we all know, taxes are our single largest expense. An employee has no control over when they pay their taxes. A business owner has more controls and more options simply because the rules are written for the rich to make people richer. So a true entrepreneur, a B-quadrant entrepreneur, knows when to leave the company and bring in somebody more competent than they are to run the business. Many times for myself, I'm good at starting them. I'm terrible at running them. And so a big part of being successful is knowing when you're not competent again and it's time to get out. I've seen many entrepreneurs who start something, but they're not willing to let go of control. And so they stay there too long, and eventually their incompetence catches up with them and the company crashes. A true entrepreneur wants to start it, know when to get out, so he and she can go and start something else. See, building a business is an asset. The more businesses you build, they're more assets. But the reason you want to get out is to bring in other people. As my rich dad said, the way to get rich is either other people's time, which is hiring E's and S's to run your company for you, or other people's money, which is the bank's money to do your investing for you. So that's the way the rich get rich, other people's time and other people's money. So a true entrepreneur will start it and know when to get out. So by getting out, they're able to go on and use more other people's time and other people's money. And that's leverage. That's why the rich get richer. They understand cash flow, and they understand how to leverage things, how to do more with less.